بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون تقون أياما معدودات. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. There is a bayan and very beneficial I found, so I thought we'll share it so that we could appreciate this great month of Ramadan and what it is for. One point, firstly, first point is that we all consider and we all must be knowing people who are with us in last Ramadan. This month they are not here, this year they are not here with us. It could have been our case. And next year we don't know about us. So this month is such a great month and we have got it. We should really appreciate it. We don't know whether we will have it. Then there are so many people who are with us, but they can't make it to the masjid anymore. They perhaps are paralyzed, a stroke they have suffered, or anything else, they are bedridden, or whatever else. And also, sometimes a person's life also changes, and he goes in a different direction. Before he was always in the masjid, now he's not there. So we must appreciate very, very much. And as we will read, and here, moreover, the... aspect of Tawbah is highlighted. And this is a month to make a lot of Tawbah also. So anyway, so when this month is here and we have got it, then we all must be knowing how many people we went to the janazas, we went to the funerals, and just before Ramzan, we buried them. Allah gave us the opportunity. So we should appreciate this month very, very much. And also one point that is explained further on, we will discuss it there also, and that is consciously make shukr to Allah that you blessed us with the month of Ramadan. Where we make shukr for many things, that Ya Allah, person like me, you blessed me with this great, great guest of Ramadan. As we have explained previously on various aspects, and here also we will see that how great this month is. And where am I fit that I have got this month of Ramadan? So we should make shukr. In the same way also, whenever any difficulty of ours is removed, then also we must make shukr. By us it is namaz is shukr. Not only sajda is shukr, but namaz of shukr we should make. Or at least verbally we make shukr. Many times we have got a problem, we make dua, we ask other people make dua, this problem must be taken away. But when it's taken away, then as though it never existed also. No shukr for it or anything. And for ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, also we must make a lot of shukr. As we explained, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, when he got his citizenship of Saudi and he left now next to Nabi Ali Salatu Wassalam, then he made shukr by keeping 40 days roza. And he went in Jamaat for that 40 days. And he made shukr to Allah Ta'ala that Allah blessed me with this great stay here. So we also, Allah give us tawfiq to make shukr, inshallah. And this is a month where the ibadat of all our, whatever ibadat we make, that the sawab is increased so much in this month. That is as far as ibadat is concerned. We are focusing a bit more for our islah. This month is the perfect and ideal month for our islah also. That the rebellious shayateen are chained, that the doors of Jahannam are closed. Announcement is made, oh doer of good, come forward and do your good. Oh you who intend doing bad, stop. So stop in your track, go back, don't commit all this evil. All these great, great things that Allah has given, So this is the ideal month for our islah. And then we have come here to the Khanqa, 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 Khanqa. We have come for our islah. The month is of islah. The environment is of islah. Really, if we apply ourselves a little bit, our islah will be made. And we see, perhaps we don't notice it, but brothers who come, spend their time, mashallah, you see the change over the period. And a person doesn't even realize himself. Like a little boy growing up, he doesn't realize I've grown up now. He just is growing up all the time. But somebody sees him after 10 years. He says, oh, you've gone so big, you've gone so big already. That person can see. So like that, perhaps we also don't understand. But being in this environment, these muzakara, these thoughts, it brings a change in a person. And if a person, and this is also important that we reflect and think about it, that what I was, today what I am. Perhaps we are far still from where we have to be. But at least we should make a lot of shukr. This also, Hadrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Mawlana al-Hadith, Mawlana al-Hadith, Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, should stress a lot. What a lot. What a lot. Whatever we get tawfiq of doing some good, don't just think now I've done it. No, make shukr to Allah. A person like me, I made my namaz. We made asr now. Hey, it's not a small thing. And what are we? Where are we fit to be in a masjid? Where are we fit to be in roza? Where are we fit to have made this asr namaz? We're not fit for it. Allah put us here. He gave us the tawfiq to make ruku to Allah, to make sajda to Allah. But we don't appreciate all this. Dunya things, normally people do just outwardly make some shukr, not in the true sense also. But deeni things, that we are Muslims, how much shukr? We in the ummah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is said one lady of the Bani Israel, when she read about what this ummah will be, she said, and the short lifespan they will have, she said, if I was in that ummah, I should spend my whole life in one sajda. Just making shukr to Allah Ta'ala, but we are in the ummah of Allahu Akbar, Nabiya Kareem, alayhi salatu wa salam, the beloved of Allah Ta'ala, the greatest. Allah put us in His ummah. Where are we fit for it? So we have to make so much shukr. And then there are many amongst us who are hafiz the Quran. How much shukr we must make? Oh, my son is a hafiz. My children are hafiz. How much shukr we have to make? It's a small ni'mat that you, a person is hafiz the Quran. A person is a alim deen. Allah blessed us with hajj. Allah blessed us with umrah. We don't really think of it. But what great, great things these are. So we should make a lot of shukr to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala for all these things. It comes in the hadith sharif that on the coming of Ramadan, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should give Mubarak Baad to the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. Like for example, somebody has passed the exam. Now you say, MashaAllah, Mubarak. Student became a graduated as a hafiz. We see many parents, the tears just flow from their eyes on that day. That my child has become a hafiz, he has become an alim, whatever it is. And they hug him. And they give Mubarak Baad. Like that, we also to one another, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam should give Mubarak Baad like this to the Sahaba. The month of Ramadan is here. What is so? When Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam appreciated it so much, then how much more mustn't we appreciate it? That he should give Mubarak Baad. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that with the coming of the month of Ramadan, when it started, then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam should give Mubarak Baad to the Sahaba. And what is this? Today it has become a ritual. Ramzan Mubarak, Eid Mubarak, Jummah Mubarak. But what was this? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should give Mubarak Baad to the Sahaba. And this, what is Mubarak? The Amal of Ramadan. That is important that we remind one another. We speak to one another and then we remind one another. Maulana Salim Dhaurat Sahib, Da'amat Barakatum, explains when he graduated, then it was near Bakrid, the time came and he was by his sister after Bakrid. And he was talking with his sister, his father was also there. And the time of Asr came and he's still carrying on talking. And then now the father became a bit edgy, that Asr Azan. And before he used to be by Azan in the Masjid. My son and I, we have to go together and he's still talking here. And he carried on afterwards finally when they left. Then he told him, he says, see sir, I cannot remember in my life that this takbirat of the ayyam-e tashriq, that I ever missed it. Always I was there for Asr namaz on time from Azan time. And then after the Farad, the takbirat that we read, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Then he told me, I made you an alim, not that you find the loopholes. That you can make Asr, you can reach the first rakat, you are there. You must takbir awla, you still made it for namaz. Last rakat, you made it, you are still there. But now you're not reading your takbirat with the jamaat. You read it on your own. So, mashallah, Maulana Salim then where, today where he is. So this is all those things that the Mubarak Amal, we remind one another. The father where he's happy, my son became an alim, tell him what are your responsibilities as an alim now. Became a hafiz, now you are somebody who is a responsible, you are the flag bearer of Islam. Now you have to behave like that. Like the person who is the flag bearer of Islam, a person who is the ambassador of Islam. Now his actions must be also like that. So just Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba, they should remind one another of that. That this is a month, that in this month Allah Ta'ala has made roza for us. So we must, and roza, like namaz is for us, but aqimi salah, one command. But in aqimi salah, Allahu Akbar, thousands of commands. How to make our namaz perfect? How to make our roza perfect that Allah has made it? In this month, Allah Ta'ala opens the doors of Jannah. They are open whole month. And the doors of Jahannam are closed during this month. What a great thing it is. What a system has come in the whole universe. That for this whole month, the doors of Jannah are lying open. The doors of Jahannam are closed. The rebellious shayateen are chained up. And they are thrown one side, so that they don't interfere with the rozas of the ummah of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How Allah has respected this roza, that the shayateen mustn't come and interfere. Now we from our side, why must we interfere with the roza? Keep it as it is supposed to be kept. Watch our eyes, watch our tongue, watch our ears, what we are listening. All these things we must take in consideration. And then in this month there is one night that is better than a thousand months. The whole month is so valuable. Better because of that one night, it has made the whole month so valuable. And that you don't know exactly where it is, you have to look for it. So when you have to look for it, now you don't know it's only there that you can wait for it there. You have to look for it all the time. So how much more it has made this month valuable that you have to look for it at all times. He quotes here, Hafiz ibn Rajab Hanbali rahmatullah alayh, who in the commentary of this hadith says, Ramzan ke aamad par ek dusre ko hadiya e tabriq wa tahniyat pesh karne ke baab mein asal hai. That this is the hadith which shows that to say Ramadan Mubarak. But he explains further, not this customary thing which we are doing today, that Eid card we send, Ramzan Mubarak. Or Eid Mubarak, or something like that. No, but the Amal which are Mubarak, that we remind one another, that we have to be doing all those Amal. And when the moon is sighted in the west, we look for the moon in the west. When it is sighted, then this was a common thing previously, that all should say, oh, Ramzan is here. Ramadan is here. Now our Taraweeh, we must make sure. We must see to this, we must see to that, we must see to that. Our Tilawat, set our program, our timetable. When are we going to make Tilawat? When are we going to make Duas? When are Ijtimai Duas we make? Even in the house. In Firadi Duas, our own Duas we make. We make Duas from Hizbul Azam, or we Munajat-e-Maqbul, or any Dua Kitab. Then our own Duas also we make. All these things we remind one another. Have you got that? Like a person is going for some work, or we going on a safar, then we ask one another, you took your passport. You took this. You put the bottle in the bag. You took this. You took the keys. You made sure you got it. Every, like that, remind of one another. This is a thing which we must try to bring alive in us. It's not here. It has just come to Ramadan Mubarak. But we should try that all these things, that we have got them in order. Yes. Then he says it's not just a matter of saying Ramadan Mubarak, but the Amal of this month. that we put our heart into this month, and that we don't take it, na'uzubillah, Allah save us, like a burden. It mustn't, that must never be the case, that we take it like a burden, difficult, now we have to keep rozas, tarawih at night, this, we have to do this, etc. With that free life that we had, watching our TV and all those things are not there, that not at all. But this great blessedness of this month, we must feel it into us. And he explains that this is a month that has come. We allowed 11 months to go, and how many gunas we committed. Now Allah has brought this month, and the doors of Jahannam are closed. Doors of Tawbah are open all the time. Until when Qiyamah will come, the clear signs of Qiyamah, or when Sakarat overtakes a person. And he sees clearly now Malakul Maut has come. Then the doors of Tawbah are closed. But in the month of Ramadan, they are thrown even, so to say, more wide open. And Allah wants to forgive. So there is a time that we should become conscious that all my gunas I committed. And mashallah, there are brothers here who are very concerned. What a life I led. How my bad my life is. This is the ideal time. And as it comes also, that a person who is deprived of the barakat of Ramadan is deprived of everything. In other words, it's impossible to be deprived. When Allah, Mawla'i Rahmatul Lil Alameen, when Rahmatul Lil Alameen gave us all these basharats for the month of Ramadan, and Allah's basharats are more, in other words, it's impossible you can be deprived. That a person is going to be like Hazrat Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri, Rahmatullah Alayh, used to say that to lose hope in the mercy of Allah is called kufr. So kufr, everyone is afraid. Any person. If somebody say you became a kafir, or you feel, oh, I lost that, we become very afraid. So it's like the red in the gauge, the red side, which is very dangerous. You mustn't go there. So Allah Ta'ala said, don't go there. Just stay away from there. In other words, never lose hope in the mercy of Allah. In the same way, it's like impossible that you can't get Allah the rahmat and barakat in this month. It's so much that you will be deprived of all the goodness of Ramadan. For a ummati, for rahmatul lil alameen's ummati, that he can be deprived. And he can be deprived who is the banda of Allah Ta'ala, Mawla'i rahmatul lil alameen. In other words, it's impossible. You can't be deprived. Just apply ourselves a little bit. The doors of mercy are so wide open during this time that nobody will be deprived. And then this is the month, Allahu Akbar. Why won't it be such a Mubarak month when all the divine kitabs were revealed in this month? And Quran Sharif. And Allah Ta'ala refers to Quran Sharif, شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ. Little bit we just spoke about, nobody can ever do justice of what the month of Ramadan is, what Quran Sharif is, what rozas are. But that in this month Allah says, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. We send it in the night of power. And so we must make qadr of laylatul qadr. And make qadr of the Quran Sharif, of the month of Ramadan. So in this month Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala had sent the whole Quran Sharif down. And in another place Allah Ta'ala says, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatin mubarakah, inna kunna munzirin. They also, Mufassirin have got certain different views, but Laylatul Qadr, that the Quran Sharif, one whole, it was revealed from Lawh-e Mahfuz to the lower sky, and from there over 23 years, as the occasion came, the ayats were revealed to Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what was the Quran Sharif? Where they are so, Quran Sharif is Quran Sharif. But one aspect, it was the guide for humanity. That man came, the whole world Allah created for man. And man has been created for a purpose. What is that purpose? The Quran has explained. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابِ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Another place, هُدًى لِلنَّاسِ. It is for all of mankind. But the rest of people are not interested. The people who are the believers, they are interested. And in the believers, the muttaqeen, they will go to the Quran Sharif. That what guidance are you giving me? What must I do here? What must I do there? For them, this Quran Sharif, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, has sent this great. So the greatest night, Laylatul Qadr, the greatest kitab Allah Ta'ala sent. So that Kitab is also so great, and the night also is so great. And this is the month that if we study the hadith and the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we find Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam was eagerly waiting for Ramadan. From Rajab already, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban. So he's waiting already. Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan, wa sallim Ramadan. How he was waiting. Like we also something, like our son went in Jamaat 4 months, 1 year he went and become alim. After 7 years he's coming back. Some students, after 10 years they return home. How the parents are waiting. Now the date is coming, and quietly they are making dua, Ya Allah, let him reach safely. We are anticipating him. Let there be no problems or anything. We prepared at home also everything. And now, he's coming now. Let everything go nice. So the month of Ramadan. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself eagerly waiting for the month of Ramadan. When Shaban came, then he became even more excited. And now namaz started. And now roza started. And he's encouraging the Sahaba. And he's telling one another, Ramadan Mubarak is here. And when Ramadan started, Allah. And the last 10 days of Ramadan, no limit. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no limits whatsoever in exerting himself. Totally and fully. So Allah bring that spirit into us. That what a great month Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with. And he has given us here. And he says that it was something to look at Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's spirit when the month of Ramadan started. Like somebody, like a husband is waiting for his wife, just got married. Now he's waiting at home. Now they say she's coming in 10 minutes. Every minute is like an hour that is going. It is just like that. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was waiting eagerly for the month of Ramadan. And you could just see on the face of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his habit, everything, that how he used to prepare and used to wait with great excitement. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then should tell in that happiness, Ataakum Ramadan. Ramadan has come to you people. He should tell the Sahaba, Sayyidu Shuhur, the king of all the months. And it is a month that فَمَرْحَبًا بِهِ أَهْلًا. Oh, glad tidings. مَرْحَبَا أَهْلًا وَسَهْلًا. Ramadan is here. Like that you should meet one another. So that spirit of Ramadan, we also should try and create it again. In our homes, we should try with our friends, in the masjids, etc. Ramadan is here. We have to do this, we have to do that. We have to appreciate this month in this great way. In another riwayat it comes, أَتَاكُمْ رَمَضَانِ. Ramadan has come to you. Shahru Baraka. It is a month of Baraka. Fihi Khairun. There is only goodness in this month. And in that, Allah Ta'ala just puts encompasses you. The nur of Allah just comes down heavily on the people in this month. Wherever, as a group of people, Taraweeh is being made. How Allah's rahmat is coming down. And today, Alhamdulillah, we have to make shukr also that Taraweeh, how many first to get one Taraweeh, it was difficult. You didn't get half it. Alam Tara Taraweeh, mostly Alam Tara. Then the time came, mashallah, every masjid, now every town, big towns, there used to be 10, 15 Taraweehs. Now in the small towns also, so many. And now, mashallah, one Taraweeh is carrying on in the madrasa, in the riwayat of Warsh. The mashallah, all this is coming alive. This Hafiz Yusuf completed in one night. The whole Quran Sharif, all what Allah is bringing alive. So all this we must try be encouraging one another on these great things which Allah Ta'ala is blessing. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah's rahmat comes down. Sins are being forgiven. Left, right and center. Allah is just forgiving sins. Ask me, Allah is forgiving. From Allah's side, sins are being forgiven. And on the other side, you ask also for forgiveness. How is it that a person can come out pure and his complete islah doesn't take place? Allah forgive us. This is a great month that you just pass this month reasonably properly. From Allah's side, everything is arranged. We must just little bit apply ourselves, and you'll come out pure in this month. And you'll change a new leaf, and all your bad habits will be gone, and everything. So we must, and also in this, that we have to make that firm intention. I'm kicking all my bad habits. Whatever habits I had, I'm going into a new life. And how we make that niyat and we are sincere, Allah Ta'ala's madad and help also comes to that person. And this is, a person will change like that. So this is where sins will be forgiven. Duas are accepted. During the day, rozedars, duas are accepted. Allah commands the malaika who carry the arsh of Allah. All the malaika, you say ameen on the dua of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who are keeping fast. The fish in the sea are making dua. Everyone is making dua for them. So this is the time to be making duas. We want our islah. We want a change to come. Make dua for it. And Allah ta'ala and the malaika are saying ameen. Our dua, we are filthy, we are dirty. But we got the strong, like for example, the aeroplane when it leaves the airport, then such a big aeroplane, 300-400 passengers, goods in there, cargo aeroplanes, but it can't go and fly off until that little tug comes and pulls it onto the runway, and then it will move from there. So yeah, we are like that weak things, and the malaika, they are pushing us now. Their duas are with us. They are saying ameen on our duas. So this is the time, whatever needs we have got, our forgiveness, rosy, somebody is sick, we are sick, other problems, court cases, people are in the hospital. This is the time for these duas. And whole night, Allah is saying that you want what you want from me. You, and Allah is offering, putting the whole menu. You want rosy, I'll give you rosy. You want your sins forgiven, I will forgive your sins. You want hidayat, I will give you hidayat. Allah is putting announcing what you want. You want this, you want that. Allah Ta'ala is Himself offering all that for us. So this is that great month. And then Allah Ta'ala is looking at how you will compete with one another. Who is making more tilawat? And of course, quantity is not the object, quality is the object. So how lot we can make more tilawat, what quality also? Alhamdulillah. Allah is saying, who is making more nafil namaz? Who is making more tahajjud? Who is staying up for ishraq? Allah is watching, and Allah wants to, and Allah feels happy. Look at my bandas, that how they are competing with one another in all these things. Further, Allah Ta'ala then posts in front of the malaika. The malaika who told, أَتَجْعَلُ فِيهَا مَنْ يُفْسِدُ فِيهَا وَيَسْفِكُ الدِّمَاءَ. Oh Allah, you're going to create these people who are going to cause destruction on earth, and they're going to make blood flow, they're going to murder, kill, etc. And then now Allah says, you said this about those people, look at them, how they are. And they are keeping rozas, they are making tilawat, they are making zikr, they are so engaged all the time. Allah Ta'ala is boasting in front of the malaika. So then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, show Allah that what you can do. Allah wants to see. Allah is saying that I want to see what you can do. So show Allah how much you can do. And then the deprived person is that who doesn't benefit from the month of Ramadan. This is the month where Allah Ta'ala sets free every night countless people from the fire of Jahannam. And we be amongst those people. For that also, if we just celebrate, we keep rozas for that, that Allah, you set me free from the fire of Jahannam. My wife, my children, my father, my mother, my brothers, sisters, you set us free. And we hope from Allah that we are amongst those people. We make dua. And Allah is saying, what you want? I want freedom from Jahannam. I want my emancipation from your azab in dunya also, in akhirat also. So this is that wonderful month that Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala is giving this. When this month is like that, then we see that the Buzurgani Deen, previously Buzurgs during this month, 6 months they should make dua for the month of Ramadan. And they should make dua, Ya Allah, give us life, let us see Ramadan. So eager, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was so eager to meet Allah Ta'ala. But for Ramadan, he said, Allahum barik lana fi rajab wa sha'ban, wa balighna Ramadan. Let us reach Ramadan. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when I take a morsel of food and put in my mouth, I don't know if it will reach my mouth or I'll die before that. But for Ramadan, he said, Ya Allah, let me reach Ramadan. I want to be there for Ramadan. So they should make dua. And after Ramadan, 6 months, they should make dua, Ya Allah, what duas we made, what ibadat we made, whatever broken type of ibadat, you accept it. Next 6 months, Ya Allah, please, I want this Ramadan. So that whole eagerness and environment of Ramadan was in there. We, each day, they will come, oh, now, Alhamdulillah, we finished it. Somehow we managed to get over it. We'll see now next year what happens. No, we should be looking forward to that in this way. Then he laments about what our condition is, what we should be, unfortunately what it is. That what we are, that for the month of Ramadan, that we should be preparing. But what is our preparation? Many people, we do spring cleaning of the house for the month of Ramadan, and more worse, that we do spring cleaning in the last Ashura for Eid. That's not a time for that. This is a time that we should be the real, our soul spring cleaning. We should be cleansing ourselves, getting ready for ibadat, etc. All those things we should be doing. Not that we waste our time in all other things. And some places, they beautify, decorate the homes also. Like, for example, we see some people on Miladun Nabi, they put all, masjids are decorated, houses are, streets are decorated, animals are decorated. What a way Shaitan took us. Shab-e-Barat, especially in India and those places, where it is a night to seek forgiveness, then firecrackers, fireworks, it becomes the norm on that night. How other people for other occasions, Hindus, etc., other people, the fireworks, they light and all burn money, and how expensive. Muslims on Shab-e-Barat, where Shaitan took us, what we had to be doing and where he took us. So the month of Ramadan is not for all these things. The month of Ramadan is to be preparing for our ibadat and that, to get ready for those things. Other people again, which is very common also, Allah Ta'ala, we can come out of that. Our food stuff, especially our ladies, the white meat and all the other things, all getting the food things ready for the month of Ramadan. As though a month of feasting has come. And now we have to be eating. No, this is the month for fasting, it's not for feasting. And really, if our for iftari also is just simple. If you have a savouries are not come. It's a big forest for us. That there must be samosas, there must be pies, and there must be milkshake, and there must be this. No, nothing of that is necessary. This is the time that you, our buzurg, Allahu Akbar, Hazrat Mahashab, Abdul Rahim Rai Puri, Rahmatullah Ali, most probably, just the small cups which previously should give zamzam. Now Allah made that also big glasses of zamzam are given. But previously just in the small finjan. In there, you just have 2-3 of that. And whole day, even with his khadims, he shouldn't speak. Just while he's having that, little bit he should speak to them. Otherwise, just in tilawat. And many of our buzurgs, Ramzan was tilawat. From morning to morning, it was only tilawat. Other ibadat also we do, zikrullah, duas, etc. But this wasting of time, and this talking and gossiping and all these things, there is absolutely no time. It cannot be conceived. And we're trying that we put ourselves in a picture of a Sunnat Ramadan, not an Indian Ramadan, not an Indonesian Ramadan, not an Egyptian Ramadan, but a Ramadan which is according to what Ramadan is, that this month is so valuable. So we shouldn't all this foodstuffs, etc., and eat shopping. Today that has become a big thing, and in the last Ashura again eat shopping. Or before Ramadan, we are more worried of clothes, etc., more worried of food, etc. And Allah save, but hope we don't know what is happening. But before, bioscope tickets used to be booked for each day. And to get a ticket, if you didn't book before Ramadan, you won't get your ticket. The whole bioscope cinema is booked out already. Then the zoo lake. That was also Allahu Akbar, where all the girls, women should go and they should be modeled and dress and then show themselves up there. Hopefully these things are not happening. Eid balls should take place. where we had to be and where we are. And today also a lot of other things are happening. This month is not a month for that. There is a month to appreciate all this. So this month, we should make this dua. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the month of Rajab already started getting keen and concerned about it. And you could see the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam changing at this time. And when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in that encouraging one another, when the month of Ramadan comes, then the doors of Jannat are thrown wide open. The doors of Jahannam are sealed. They are closed completely. Shayateen are chained and thrown away. And a caller calls out, "Oh, doer of good, come forward and do your good." They also encouraging you. The malaika. And you want to do evil? They are discouraging you. Don't do this evil. So this is that month where all these things we should bring within us. And we should be also thinking, perhaps every night we should think, this is the night that me, I'm set free from the fire of Jahannam. And my family is being set free from the fire. Allah is setting free people who are booked for Jahannam, whose actions are such, Allah is setting them free. So we should think, perhaps, inshallah, it is me, I'm being set free. Together with our du'as that we make also, we have to also consider that... that we ask Allah Ta'ala that I must be set free and have this hope in us. In fact, this hope must be aqrab ila al-yaqeen. Or it must be yaqeen. Allah, you are so merciful. You have set me free from the fire of Jahannam. And like one person said very beautifully, one of the reasons why we wipe our hands on our face after dua, it is actually bazubani hal. This condition of us, we are saying, wajadna ma talabna. That what we asked, we got it already. Like a person, when you get a good present from a person, a value of a person, great person gives you something, you put it on your head. You show your appreciation. Ya Allah, all that we ask, now we wipe our hands, that we got it. And when Allah says, my banda say he got it, now how can't I give it? Allah is arhamur rahim. We can't imagine the mercy and kindness of Allah Ta'ala. So like that we make dua, ya Allah, you have set me free from the fire of Jahannam. Allah will say, my banda is saying that you set me free. How now? I have to just set him free. Allah will set us free. So this is that month that we, every night, huge amounts. And this is the khushiyah of the month of Ramadan. To be freed from jail. What a big thing. To go in a jail is not any jail in the world. It's the worst place to be. Not a place to be at all. And if you get freedom from the and Jahannam, all the jails of the world together cannot compare with what Jahannam is. Allah set save us, and the Quran Sharif explains on different places what it is, what the fire of Jahannam, how it is. Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi stresses this point that whenever we get a ni'mat, then make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. He's a Shafi'i, and according to that, he says, Sajda is shukr. But for us, Hanafis, we should make namaz of shukr, 2 rakats. And we got lot of time. Beginning of Ramadan, make the shukr namaz. That we can do. You can't say, I can't do that. That, Ya Allah, you gave me the month of Ramadan, I'm not fit. And throughout, make salah to tawbah. And show Allah, I really want to change my life. Not only that I'm wishing for it, but I really want to. Ya Allah, you, a person is mashallah, alhamdulillah, pious. Ya Allah, make me of your special servants. Beg Allah, make salatul hajah, and beg of Allah Ta'ala, and make shukr to Allah, you gave us this month of tawbah, month of du'as. The whole day du'as are accepted, whole night du'as are accepted, and also in this way, that as now already 4 or 5 days are gone, Ya Allah, what? I didn't ask that. Just now before we know what, Eid is here, and I didn't still ask, and something got left out of what I had to ask. So like that, we ask and put ourselves into du'as also. And we can get tired asking. Allah will never get tired, for giving us. We can get tired committing guna. Allah will never get tired for forgiving us. Yeah, in this world, your car can be a write-off. your insurance company, whatever, haram and all that, they can say it's a write-off. Penal beater can say it's a write-off. By Allah, a person is never a write-off. No matter what condition, you turn to Allah Ta'ala and take the du'as of pious people. And this month is so pious. Then the masjid is so pious. Quran Sharif is so pious. Taraweeh is so pious. Environment is so pious. How won't Allah Ta'ala accept? So Allah has given us this great, great opportunity that we must make the shukr, and also that we got the month of Ramadan. And whenever we get any ni'mat, make shukr also. And when we get saved from some calamity, then also we must not forget to make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. And then when that is the case, then this is the month that not one split second also forget using it in wrong. It should not be wasted also. We should use every split second. And today another big fitna, we are here in i'tikaf, but the cell phone, and how many of us now still, just some messages we are following. That one friend of mine told me, he went also on whatever group or whatever, we don't understand all these things also. But he said, all small little things are coming on there. I'm going here now, I came back from there. He said, now I have to read all this, what I need all this? He cancelled it all. So just like that, if we also don't follow all these things as much as possible, what is really, really, really necessary, for that we do. But besides that, if we can really not only switch off the phone, leave it in the office there. Or each night we collect it again, and unless it's really necessary for us. But otherwise, you can compare your, just think, cell phone, Quran Sharif. What must I give preference to? Cell phone, tasbih. What must I give? Cell phone, dua. What must I give? Everything. Where the cell phone comes in the picture. Hey, it doesn't come in the equation. So let us not go on to this thing. Then you get tempted. Maulana Dawood Siddat explains very beautifully, mashallah. He says, then you go this, then you think, let me, now Shaitan put a mind, just Google this. Then Google that. Now you are gone there. Next you know, you are on a porn site. And then what you are looking at? Poor girls who haven't got money for clothes. Now you are so poor they are, they haven't got even money for clothes. Now you are admiring them. They are so poor. So all these things. And before you know what you are involved in, what you are involved. And you don't know Ramadan. You forgot now it's Ramadan. Now you are gone. Different. So if we can just totally discard this phone for this period, and if we do that, inshallah, for whole life also, then only for necessity where we need it, we use it, where it's beneficial for us, no problem, but we'll get to you new use. All these things also, they are brought to us to destroy us, and if we use them to construct ourselves, then these people will be destroyed. Like our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explained, that when wasawis come to us, in namaz, other times also wasawis, then one muraqabah a person makes, Ya Allah, my small heart, and you bring the whole world's thoughts, how great are you? So Shaitan saw, I filled up petrol, I put that wasawis in his car, I put petrol, so he must go into those things. But he took that petrol and he went to Allah. So he said, now, no use I fill the petrol for him. No use I give him spending money. I expected to give him 1,000 rand to go and spend in haram. But he went and helped the poor. He went to the hospital. He went into other good work with it. So I'm not giving him money again, Shaitan will say. So in the same way, all this that comes into use, what Shaitan wants to destroy us, the cell phone, all these things they have made to destroy us. We use it to construct ourselves. Why destroy ourselves? And let them realize that they wanted to finish us with these things, with the laptop, with the computer, what all these things. But now we are doing more. Bodini kitabs we are printing. Now to write a kitab on deen is so easy. Before you had to handwrite it, and then you had to correct it, you had to type it, again correction. Now on the screen it's so easy. So we don't go into all those filthy things at all. We use it for all the good things. For a lot of other good things, all this can be used. So we use it. But even then, still the original is the original. I want to read a kitab, the best. Quran Sharif you want to read, you can read it on the phone, but to read from a Quran Sharif, that can never compare with this. You want to read a kitab, you can read it on the screen, but you read a kitab, that can never compare with what you read on the screen. So the original is the original. But where it has made life easy and more work of deen can take place, alhamdulillah. Aeroplanes and all this mode of traveling, Hazrat Ji Maulana Inamul Hasan Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, we use it. Now we can travel more places, we can go and do more work of deen, we can go to more places. Haji Bey Paji Rahmatullah Ali used to say, when the freeways were getting built, many of us here, youngsters, who don't know a life without freeways. But at those times when you had to pass any town, you had to go right through the city and you had to go through. Now you just fly over with the flyovers and that. He should say, all this Allah has made it, so more work of deen. So we use all this for our deen's sake. They want to use it, make it all for other things. We use it all for our deen, inshallah. Further he says, فَلَوْ صَدَقُ اللَّهُ اللَّهُ لَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُمْ. If we are truthful to Allah, in our niyat, I want to change, I want to correct my life, I want to really come closer to Allah, I'm not going to any filth and dirt, then it will be better, Allah's help will be. And according himmat-e marda, madad-e khuda. We make our himmat, Ya Allah, as our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali makes dua, Ya Allah, I can die. Thousands of my lives can be given, but I'm not going to go make this guna. I'm not going anywhere near this guna. Music, sports, masturbation, or filth on the screens or whatever. I'm not going. That determining Allah's help comes accordingly. And when we are here still now, I don't know, I'll manage, I won't manage. Trusting in Allah. Oh, ourselves, we can't trust. But we are trusting in Allah. And we help, we look for Allah's help. Allah's help is there. The Sahaba, radiallahu ta'ala anhum, the jihad they made, and the ibadat of the night, and the uloom that they had acquired, what was it? That himmat they had. And then Allah helped them accordingly. We are from the start already, we are weak. We are very weak. That we can't do this, we can't do that. No, they were determined. Then Allah's help came. And when Allah's help came, what they did, they changed the world around. Never in the history of the world was there a thing like what the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And which Sahaba? Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala. Once he was climbing a tree to take miswak, the Sahaba, Nabi Ali salatu salam, all were with. His shin was so thin that this other Sahaba, he couldn't help it, they laughed. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's looking at that. You know what is in this man, who he is. So like that, bodily wise, they were like nothing. But Allah, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala, at the age of 94, becomes shaheed in the battlefield. And today we just 50, 60 finished, now I can't do anything. But look at them, and all the Sahaba, who they were, that determined, Allah give us that, this is that man. Otherwise, sin for ourselves, and we're proving it against ourselves, that I can't keep Roza in Ramzan. To 12 hours, me, I must stay without food, I must stay without my cigarettes, I must stay without this, but we are proving it, 18 hours Rosa, 21 hour Rosas people are keeping, hot days they are keeping Rosa, little children, old people, old ladies, they got this bimari, that be sickness, and doctor said you can't keep, they say I'm not listening to anyone, I'm keeping my Rosa, and they keep them, all 30 Rosas they keep, another 6 of Shawwal again they keep, and there are those people after the Eid, they 6 Shawwal, one shot they keep again. They start with their Monday, Thursday, they keep their Ayyam-e-Beed. So according to our himmat, Allah Ta'ala will give us. So this is the month that we must welcome this month, make istighfar of this month. It is end with tawbah and istighfar. Beautify this month with tawbah and istighfar. Sincerely, really, really, really realize I'm the worst. And I've got the worst sins in me. And sincerely I make tawbah. Ya Allah, you save me. I really hate myself for this. And I promise I won't commit it again. Allah's help comes accordingly. And Allah Ta'ala make it that our tears can flow. Then just one last point quickly, we'll try and finish. That he says, وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. A beautiful point he takes out. وَتُوبَ, there is falah, kamyabi. If you want to be successful, make tawbah. Allah coupled it. You make tawbah and you're going to be successful. So what a great thing that the secret of our success lies in making tawbah. Eh? So when we are sinners, we know. And so we just make sincere tawbah, Allah will give us success. Also, what namaz Allah Ta'ala says, Hayya ala salah, Hayya ala al-falah. Our success is here, in the masjid, in namaz our success is. And he says that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was fully aware of the secret that our success is in tawbah. Therefore, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, "Astaghfirullah fil yawm wa atubu ilay sab'ina marratan." Allah's Nabi, ba'asum. No, guna. To talk of guna in what the name of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is bi'adabi. We can't even say that. But he says 70 times a day I make istighfar and I make tawbah also. Because in there is the secret of our success. So we should all the time, La ilaha illallah, Nastaghfirullah, Nas'alullah al-Jannah, Na'udhu billahi minan nar. This should be common with us also. And ikhlas, sincerity for everything is absolutely essential also. And we must make sure that all our things are done with sincerity. And this is a month of sincerity. Roza is an ibadah of sincerity. Nobody knows you got roza. It could be, I'm sitting here without roza. Nobody knows. If I mean namaz, I mean namaz. If I mean hajj, I mean hajj. But roza, we don't know. But this is roza is an ibadah of sincerity. So just little bit we push ourselves. Allah will press us also with that sincerity. Together with that, our other ibadat also. Our faraid, do it properly. Qazai umri, let us see. In our rozas qaza we got, namazes we got qaza, whatever, zakat if we haven't paid in the past. MashaAllah, a few years ago, one brother came here, we just thought he's one brother, but afterwards we came to know so wealthy, where in the world he's got properties. And he realized, I haven't given my zakat for so many years. And one whole property, very good property, he sold it just to pay off his zakat. So that jazba that comes, so all that Allah Ta'ala bless us with all these things. Then to make our namazes with jamaat. And with jamaat, to be a namazi. Who is a namazi? Not a casual namazi. Not a person who comes last rakat. A namazi is a person who is paban for every namaz from the beginning. And we try our best, our concentration, devotion. And then our nafil namazes, our tahajjud days, ideal time. Especially for us here, we are free, Allah made us. Our ishraq, our chash, our awwabin, salatul tawbah, salatul hajjah, salatul shukr. All these namazes, Allah give us tawfiq also. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, in this month, the most he was, his generosity. His generosity knew no limits. And when Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came to make door with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Quran Sharif, then his generosity just increased. So we also reading more Quran, so our generosity was also increased. Allah give us. And the generosity in another bayan we read was so beautifully explained also, that a person who's got eyes, his generosity is that he helps a blind person. A person who is healthy, not handicapped in any way, he helps somebody who is handicapped. A person who has got knowledge, he helps a person who hasn't got knowledge. A person who's got money, he helps a person who hasn't got money. In this way, Allah gave a share for everyone in another person. So we use all these things. So this is a great month. Allah give me first tawfiq. We are weak. But trust in Allah and try and move forward. This is a month really, if we realize what this month is, we look after it, the ummah will be changed in one Ramadan. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.